I'm Axel.
Welcome to the bakery.
Welcome to the bakery. Oh, yeah, it's over there. So, hi, everybody. Last time on our second episode, John was going to tell us about...
This is the second episode.
Yeah. Don't contradict me, John. All right, please. People need to hear the story.
All right.
But you were talking how you're going to be on a hostage takeover or be in a hostage takeover.
Yeah. All right. So here's the skinny on that. This morning, I participated in a police training exercise where I was a terrorist that took over a bus full of children. I had a friend with me, and I hijacked the bus, and I was supposed to keep them busy while the negotiator tried to talk me down. So that was my role.
Well, like, why would a terrorist take over a bus is what I'm already thinking.
I say terrorist, but he was just deranged, schizophrenic.
Deranged, yeah. Like, what could kids really offer, like, his political goals?
Like I said, he's not a terrorist.
Okay, but, like, this is like a training thing? Like, the police came up to you and were like, please, we need, like, fake terrorists?
I have a
friend.
And
you fit the profile?
Well, no.
You look crazy enough.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Yeah. I'll take that into account.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Thanks.
Terrorist.
He has the beard.
Yeah.
Anyways,
But who? How did you get this?
Yeah.
Through a friend?
Yes. Okay. I have a friend whose mother is a cop, and she asked him to be in this, and he asked me, and I made some time for it, and it was one of the best decisions to date. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, how long did this whole attack, I guess, take place?
I held the bus for ransom for probably about an hour and a half.
I held the bus for ransom. Like, okay, first of all, what do they give you? Like, they say, okay, take over this bus, the end, or are they telling you how to take it over?
No,
or is it up
they
to you?
Gave me a script, and they told me my back character, the backstory to my character.
Oh, I didn't get a character.
Yeah, you know, this guy is real demented.
This is changing quick,
He's
man.
He's creepy.
Now you're just like an actor.
He would, well, yeah.
You were like
what
a terrorist
to
before.
And I think I could have done a better job personally, but
okay,
irrelevant. He was sick in the head. He was paranoid schizophrenic.
Did he have a name?
Yeah, it was Roger.
Where was he from? I'm sorry. I mean, I guess this is too fixed. I mean, I'm getting too into the terrorist and his motives.
Where is he from?
I'm just trying to figure out why. But okay, so what was the scenario, I guess?
He took over the bus, and he waited by the bus stop until all the children got on. And he had been there for a couple days, so the bus driver got used to seeing him there. And, you know, he'd wave to the kid, to a kid or whatnot.
But he never got on the bus?
Correct. Like, so the bus driver assumed he was a parent watching the kid get on the bus.
Okay.
So when he got on the bus, she had a second thought about it, but didn't really think about it.
But didn't really think because she saw him a bunch of times.
Yeah, I refer to he as... me. I should say I.
Well, yeah.
As soon as I got on the bus.
Yeah.
I hit her in the head.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I had a buddy with me, too, who came with me.
It was your friend who set this up? He was your co-terrorist?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So, I hit her over the head.
Wait, did he have a story, too?
No. He's just a friend that I brought along with me.
Wow. Okay, yeah. He's just
another element in the story that the negotiator
even convinced
would have to
someone
pick
else
out.
Do this. Okay, anyway.
Yeah. So he was a friend, and I hit her, and after that she was bleeding, yada yada yada. So the negotiator's getting all this backstory, and then he calls us on her cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And she answers it, and I grab it away from her.
The negotiator calls you.
He calls the bus driver because she is a employee of the city, and they can track her. And
the story is out of control.
This
right?
is
right?
yeah. Like
there's so many ends to the story that need to be tied together.
By
all
the
I can
way,
say is boobs.
By the way,
I'm just
I'd
glad
like
I got
to.
That off my chest. Heyo,
heyo.
All right.
By the way, thank you, Frankie. This is a Frankie.
Hey. Guys.
Oh, it means the link with our producer. Yes, here he is.
Don't try to give me a different name.
Well, I thought it'd
I don't
be cool.
Need
okay,
one
fine.
Of your mother
Frankie,
effing names,
the producer.
Right?
Frankie Zelenka.
Got my own name. You can hear me at unrestrainedradio.com. Quick plug, if
that's
I may.
Right,
come on.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong
had
with
to
that.
Do it. All right, so there were terrorists and dirty beards that you were providing and all sorts of stuff.
Well, what I don't get is you were allowed to like snatch it away from her. So like at that point, you were just allowed to like ad lib your terrorism.
Well, the thing about it was I didn't realize this at the time, but now I do. I should have been more active with my role. I just kind of took a seat, and when I talked to the negotiator, that was when I was in character.
Yeah.
What I should have been doing was been in character the whole time.
Oh.
Because when I released the hostages for various items, they would go back and interrogate the hostages, and they would tell them, the hostages would tell the cops what we were up to.
Yeah. Oh, because they'd give information?
Yes.
God, you're such a shitty terrorist.
Like, I don't know what I'm like, doing. You really are. Like, you're giving
everything's
up
going
kids
according
for, like,
to the
what are the
script
things you're giving
plan.
Up? Like, what are your things?
Well,
what are your things you're giving up? Like you said, you gave up hostages for items.
Okay, okay.
Like, because I would think you'd be getting out of there on this bus you've procured, like to the airport.
No, no. See, they had the ending all planned out for me. But the negotiator
that right there
and the whole team did not know the ending.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh. That's just a.
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane.
Oh, well, it's not over.
It's not even over?
No, not even.
It was an early drop there. I apologize.
It's a welcome one.
The exciting part hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah. So they didn't even know the end of the story, and I guess I'll tell you guys now. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah. I was told early on that my character is not going to get talked down from this. There's no end. There's no way out for me. I'm killing myself, and I'm taking one of the kids with me.
Really?
Yeah, that's my character.
That's your character.
I really did not want this character. I had my choice of three, but because I was the first one there, you know, fucking good Samaritan, I'm the first one there. You're going to be the fucking psycho.
The psycho.
Takes himself out and a kid. But
you have like a prop stuff? Like prop gun or?
No, I had a metal spoon to simulate a gun.
Wow.
I took it from the cafeteria.
Wow.
This was all held at a school, by the way.
Thank God things didn't get out of control. That's yeah. Not doing shit
well,
for
well, good
you.
Thing some of the cops knew it was going to happen, so you know they kind of trained themselves. That doesn't make any sense. Like, I would think the whole point would be like,
excuse me.
We want to train them in like scenarios that they know like isn't going to happen. And so to even have some people have knowledge of it, like I wish I could go to the policeman and just be like, chase me.
Well,
like, I dare you to chase me because I don't think they can catch me. And they're like, I bet you.
It's not so much about your experience because you're just there as a puppet. They want to train these guys. These guys are fresh to the scenario that because
puppet.
You are a puppet. You're a puppet following dialogue.
Yeah.
And your personal experience will add to that dialogue and the way you
technical.
Send them information.
Shit
give them what they
the
want to know.
It's wild here. Yeah.
So.
Oh, I see. So you're just,
yeah,
you're just
a puppet,
basically.
And.
That's BS.
That's how it works.
They're not going to learn. Because out in the world, people aren't just going to follow those by the book things, right? I'd imagine. Like, because if this went up to me, I mean, I don't know how safe it would be. But, you know, that's the job. Hello. It should be kind of dangerous training.
Okay.
I don't know, though. Now all these cops are going to pull me over and shit. I'm sorry, policemen out there, but I'm just...
I'll put it this way. Do you play fighting games? You know, first-person shooters, specifically?
I can Hadouken with the best of them in
That's
Street Fighter.
Not a
but yeah, I've played Left 4 Dead.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that game fucking now, rages, by the way.
I second that. Zelenka. I mean, Frankie. I'm sorry.
What do you think is better practice? You playing Left 4 Dead against a computer... Or you playing Left 4 Dead against a person?
What do you mean practice?
Like in real life, like you run around shooting real people, or you?
No. I mean, in the game, you know, multiplayer. Excuse me.
Yeah.
What I mean.
I'm
not suggesting go out and shoot your neighbors. No.
Oh, good.
No, I thought you meant like for having people pretend to be zombies.
Really to start throwing out suggestions like that.
You're absolutely right.
That's.
But
it's cost 10 minutes. I feel like you guys should smoke again, but that's just me.
You know what?
Well,
I'll,
see, look, first
I'll
of all,
how about that?
Jesus
well, no, it's
Christ.
So kind of funny. Our producer already kind of inspired me to think of something.
Well,
I have half a bowl left.
He didn't get it.
If you notice,
I got to produce. You think this is an easy job?
No, yeah.
It isn't.
Oh, yeah. Producing this is quite strenuous. I know.
Look at me. I'm almost sweating.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Slight,
it's all right.
Slight glow.
We still love you.
I wish I could blame my sweating on work that I've been doing, but it's just natural. I like wear, I have like, I'd say 10 white shirts and 10 black shirts. That's like my fashion. Right. And I wear like 4 a day just because of sweating. It sucks,
man. You should,
check this out.
I don't see anything. You look pretty good right now.
That's a, producer, that's a little
can,
bit
can
of a,
feel
oh,
it.
Look
okay,
at
I forgot
that.
The audience can't see what I'm doing. I lifted my arm up, and it's
no,
very
soggy. The humidity
soggy
definitely just
there.
Went up in this room. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, do you want to touch it to verify? This is for the audience.
Oh, no, it's actually.
I mean, I know it's my sweat.
Half of me is drowning right now.
Half
of
you is drowning.
So thank you very right much on. For that.
Well, where was I?
Well, I never heard how the terrorist thing ended per se, I guess.
Okay.
I know you killed
right.
a kid somehow.
Well, I
which
wanted,
I guess is,
they ended up calling me on the cell phone.
I
really wanted to just call them back.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, we can't give you a number. I'm like, what? Bullshit. Give me a number to call you back at. I've got the gun. I've got the kids. Give me a number. And he's like, oh, well, let me give you a call back.
This is the point where we invite all listeners to join Axel in taking another hit.
Yeah, pardon me, audience. That's what I was doing. But he gave you a dubious, I'll call you back.
Yes, he did.
So
nice.
Thank you. But I'm saying, because you said, did you get the feeling, even as an actor, that you knew it was coming? The end?
The end. I knew it was coming from the beginning. That gave me motive because I had like steps to accomplish and I still had to eat up time.
Eat up
that
time.
Was my perspective on the whole deal. Like I had certain steps. Like I had to get this and give a couple hostages. Yeah. Get this, give a couple more.
What are the things? What are the things you need?
Oh, well, goddammit, shut up.
Sorry.
I'll tell you.
Sorry.
All right. First hostage I released for a number that I could call them back on.
Okay.
And then the next 5 hostages I released for a bouquet of orange sunflowers.
Crucial,
that was in the script.
Crucial for your
it
goals.
Was in the script.
Okay.
I chose the color,
okay.
of course. And then that's when the nasty happened. That's when I ended up killing myself afterwards.
Oh, whoa.
God, I thought he raped a kid.
No!
Whoa.
It's like, how many times, John? I thought you were past that.
That was so, like, climactic. It was so weird. It was like, I got flowers and then I died. Like, how did that happen?
Well, it really just did happen. Like, they told me, like, all right, cut scene. I'm like, oh, all cut right. Ah!
That's a wrap, folks.
Well.
I'm dead. Bang.
Well, good job, police, for setting up those scenarios.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of those are going on?
They held 2 today.
Oh.
2 out of 3. They never got to the third one. But the second one sounded awesome. And that's the one we really wanted. It was 2 kids barricade themselves inside their home. Right? Like, I don't want the creepy one.
Yeah.
I want that one.
Yeah. Oh.
So I told them, you know, if you ever have it again, let me know and I'll be back.
I was reading on the internet the other day about, have you ever heard about the Killdozer?
Oh, the guy with
the
welded all the shit.
Exactly.
All over his, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, he just had a beef with the realty in general.
Take a second and join John in a hit right now.
I'll continue. And he just hated like the system. And so his way of revenge was to take a bulldozer and like just weld a cement canopy on top of it so it couldn't be accessed from the outside. And he just put all sorts of like guns and ammunition in it. And like a little fan so he could breathe in there.
Yeah.
And he just like...
He was like Ace Ventura in the rain.
Oh, my... it was. It was pretty funny. But he just rampaged.
How much did he destroy?
Like he had a list. He had a list of things and businesses to destroy.
Oh, wow.
No one was killed, by the way, which is good.
Really?
But people were on the list, too. People were on the list.
What was like the property damage value?
Oh, it was millions, of course. Like,
oh, fuck.
I can't
and nobody
tell
died?
You exact. No, he died because even as a killdozer, it's still a bulldozer. With a big cement thing in your way, so you can't really drive. Like, oh yeah, he had security cameras on the outside, so he could drive on the inside. Because it makes no sense. Like he had this thing planned in his welding shop. He had a plan for months or something, and then, then he took his own life at the end, kind of like your
why?
Terrorist. Yeah,
damn it.
Like I don't know why.
He had
I do
a
know
much
why.
Better setup than me.
What happened was
you know, like school bus. You know,
here's what defeated the killdozer. He like went up like a hill and like into a building, and that building had a basement. So he just fell through, and it was just too far for the killdozer. And he was stuck, you know. He was just stuck, and he couldn't rampage anymore.
That
you
sucks.
See what I'm saying? Like it was too deep. And he just couldn't move.
That's a shitty way out.
And then he killed himself. I mean, I don't condone doing that. That's awful.
Yeah.
That being said, like, it was kind of cool, especially because no one died. Not cool.
You know what? Different. They told me that I would get, if SWAT was on scene and whatnot, mm-hmm. that they would take me out when the robot brought flowers to me, the sunflowers. Whoa. I asked for. They said they'd take me out with a sniper.
Wait, a robot?
That was flowers? An alternate ending, so they just chose the other one.
Oh, I see.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would have preferred.
No, that. I like totally like spaced out for a second when you said robot gave you flowers. So I was like, it really gave you flowers for a second, but he didn't, right?
No, he didn't. Okay. It was very possible. Officially, they were talking about how to
that,
do it too.
Like, I'm pissed. But was the robot on scene?
No. Okay. He was not too far away though, from my understanding of the situation.
Okay.
He could have been there within a half an hour or an hour. Mm.
Oops.
But for the audience, mm-hmm. Axel is a fan of robots.
Yeah, I am. I guess I'd say like
I would
don't
definitely
know
to, call you a fan of robots.
I'm a fan. Yeah. I don't know how to build them. I mean, if I can like something and I know how to build it, so I'm a fan of them. But that's about as far as I'll go right now because I don't want to get John started on his whole anti-robot rant. At
I'm
this
already
moment.
Here. Let me just say,
I
something.
Don't think he's so much anti-robot. I think it's more that you are a little bit of a robotophile.
Whoa,
yeah,
a robotophile.
That implies a sexual desire for robots, and I'm gonna comment there. But I'm just gonna say that I like robots. They're cool.
Those are dangerous allegations.
But no,
so
I don't.
Just leaving it at you.
I mean, I shouldn't have to comment on that. I mean, but yes.
Well,
with or without excess amounts of oil.
Axel, did you hear about this?
What?
On July 21st, 2009, marked the 25th anniversary of the first man crushed to death by a factory robot.
So, like, the first time they struck back? Is
exactly.
that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Well,
it was in 1984.
I mean, that was just a factory piece of equipment.
Wait, hold on. We just got a random note from Random Note Charlie over there. Michael Jackson likes kids like Axel likes robots.
Whoa. Again, no comment, but I'm glad that guy's dead.
No respect for the dead on this show. No.
It's all right. Everybody's welcome at the bakery.
Everyone is welcome at the bakery.
You sure you want Michael Jackson in this bakery at this point? It's just a body.
I would love to see his corpse come
his
through
ghost,
those doors.
Really.
That would be awesome.
No, have you seen
by
that?
Himself?
Zombie
with
Jackson
no help, with no help,
huh?
Zombie Jackson.
Whoa.
Thriller would be awesome.
It'd be real.
Yeah,
that'd be insane. I wonder if he could actually do those moves.
Wait, I didn't realize Michael Jackson had entered the bakery, so I didn't hear the little door jingle coming in.
So, well,
that's okay.
That's a problem.
I'm sorry. I don't have a door jingle. I have a bell.
Oh.
It's kind of buzzerish. I know it's not.
Yeah, that's more like
whoa.
I'm winning a prize.
It's not the best.
I'm going to say yes to that bell.
It's not.
Well, you don't like that bell?
For now.
Okay. I'll say that.
All right.
Were you out of shape during the terrorist attack that you did?
Out of shape?
Yeah, like was there like running involved and stuff?
Not at all.
Oh, really?
I wanted something more.
Oh, okay. Because you were telling me you
I just sat
to, like,
there in a seat and, like I said, I wanted to get more into character. So that way when the hostages were sent back, mm-hmm. They would give them more information about me. Like, oh, he's pacing up and down the bus and scratching his head. And,
oh. No, because I thought you said because you were like quitting smoking or something. So like when you're running and stuff, you couldn't really like breathe.
Yeah, I'm trying. I didn't. I haven't bought a pack since yesterday. That's a good. It's a good start.
Yeah, cigarettes are bullshit. That's all I gotta say. I mean, like it
very
really
true.
Is.
They're no comparison to Bud.
Well, I mean, I think once it is like proved by society and stuff, and someone can just go outside and smoke a joint instead of like a cigarette. It'll just be, I think cigarette sales would go down.
You think they're on the way out once that happens?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, Sean has told me, he's like, oh, no way, because people like smoke cigarettes. And our listeners out there, seriously, cigarette smokers, I understand. Yeah, like cigarette smokers, like they they really stick to their tobacco, but it's because they're addicted.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the tobacco they use is laced with all sorts of chemicals and whatnot. You can buy the what is it? All natural. It's got like an Indian on it. American Spirit cigarettes, which are
random
100% tobacco. Yeah. No byproducts, no this and that.
Do you think someone walk up and be like, hey, man, can I bum one of those in like the future when it's like not cigarettes people are smoking?
But it's
like,
weed?
Like joints, you know?
Like, hey, man, I really hope so. That'd
bum a
J?
Like, because I don't smoke cigarettes, but it seems like whenever someone asks that question to a cigarette smoker, aren't you like a dick if you say like no? Right? Don't you have to say yes?
Yeah. You could say it's your last one.
But
I feel like when it's weed, I mean, people who smoke pot, they definitely are, you know, more likely to make it a communal thing. So I don't think they might not even have to ask. They just walk up and be like next in line.
Well, at my house, I have bought communal cigarettes before where I leave them out on the porch, on the patio table.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're free to everybody.
Communal cigarettes.
So if weed gets to that point in the future, I don't see why not.
That's true, because at the point you can just pick it up anywhere, theoretically.
Especially if it costs the same amount as a pack of cigarettes.
If it costs the same, then it's not even close.
Exactly. Well,
because, I mean, like, weed will, like, take it even further than cigarettes. You know, it'll, like, people just be throwing it out of windows at that point.
Yeah.
Like I said, like I don't smoke cigarettes, so like the few times I do, which is like far and few in between, which is just ridiculous. But like when I do, I get like dizzy and like really like almost high off it. And it's like kind of ridiculous. So like I feel like it's just a different feeling that people are just allowed to get away with during the day. So like if they just legalized it, they'd just switch to this and that cigarette sales would decline.
Yeah, lately I've been getting weird side effects.
So of just like, smoking?
Yeah. Cigarette. Just I just feel like shit afterwards. It's just not fun, but it's like, I should probably do it. It's just that voice, like, hey, go smoke.
Well, like, I view it as like, because people are always like, oh, I'm going to take my smoke break. And like they're like allowed to do that. I can't take like, I'm going to take my lazy, just want to stand break, basically. And so they're just allowed to smoke their cigarette and just kind of chill and relax, which is cool, which is fine. Like, you're allowed to do that, but I'm just saying that's kind of, it's like a socially acceptable way of doing that, and so I don't even know what it's going with there. I'm just saying that sucks, and that's why cigarettes are
done. It's like everybody else is just, like, accommodating the addiction. Can't just go and do your own thing for as long as it would take someone to go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, especially if you're doing it, like, in a... Because, like, cigarette smokers are already kind of banned to, like, little areas and stuff, so if we...
Absolutely.
If we just took over those areas, like, it wouldn't be that big a deal, I feel. But at the same time, you're allowed to like smoke cigarettes and drive versus this you're technically not allowed to do, which I never do either.
Well, yeah, because this is illegal right now.
Whoa. What?
Illegal to people who don't have medical cards, of course.
This is illegal? We better shut this down.
I know. I feel kind of...
Maybe we organized a whole podcast around this and it's not even legal?
I don't know, but I just got excited listening now.
Why don't we just do like Mushroom Cast or, you know, Snuff Cast or something? You know?
Whoa.
I'm not ready for that.
That's over the line.
Let's go.
I don't know about you guys, but I have a legitimate podcast to take care of. But you can find it at unrestrainedradio.com.
Yeah. What about Open Fly Network?
Well, definitely hit up Open Fly and we'll be telling people about Open Fly. I'm just saying, you know. You know where to find me. Unrestrainedradio.com. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to International Waters podcast.
Huh? You just do a podcast?
That's
like
a movie coming
offshore?
Out soon.
What?
That's
International Waters podcast is a movie.
Yeah, for sure. I don't, it's not, that's not the name, that's not the title, but it's the theme of a movie coming out in August. This month.
Wow. Well, that's kind of funny.
It's Pirate Radio, I think.
Pirate Radio is offshore? I think I've heard of that, actually.
It's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie.
Yes.
Then I've never heard of it.
Well, it's something. Not G.I. Joe.
Random note, Charlie, G.I. Joe, what?
Dude, I've been hearing great reviews.
Of this movie?
Yeah.
I'll give it a thumbs down and pre...
Well,
with my future powers, I'll sense
say
it.
That.
Why can't I...
Well, you can say that all you want, but I don't believe it.
I don't know. Like, I haven't been excited for a movie in a while. Like, I haven't... I mean, Transformers 2, I was kind of excited for. Not for any real visual. I mean, only for visual purposes. That's it. But, you know, that movie was full on racist, so I got nothing to say about that movie. Well, it was just like, I mean, because those two twins were like ridiculous. Like, I could totally tell.
All right. Well, Axel, I think it's time we take a break, but.
Oh, really?
I think we should introduce everyone in the bakery to a song we like.
Oh, yes. This is something we discovered in our creating of the bakery.
Yeah.
And I think it makes us giggle.
So. All right.
Rope-a-dope, soap-a-lope, hit the slope-a-dopes. Go skiing while you're peeing. High diddly dee, soapy massage for me. In a perfect world, soapy massages would be for free. We see 73-year-olds getting 23-year-olds to do something that you never seen. I mean what I spray when I say I'm gonna bust a nut. A soapy massage, menage a trois with a clusterfuck. She ripped out my hot dog and gave a little mustard suck. I hit the ham wallet with the force to bust a dog. And listen, fucking with that other shit. Baby oil smother shit. The way I'm dropping bills make you think I'm on that. My mother flipped when she saw the statement from my discovery card. She said my son's a motherfucking weed. I breathe hard when they jerking it, working it. The long soapy fingers never linger when they twerking it. The certain kid may be certain that a long beard on the bed's what I dread most. Tie me to the bed post. Soap massage, oh my god, just open your thighs. Give me soap and massage. Baby, I'm ready, just open my thighs for the that's soap and massage. Every time you do it, I just open my thighs. I gotta a soap and massage. I got a soapy massage. I got this massage parlor right downtown. It's back up in the cut, not easily found. For around 50 bucks, these chicks will suck you up. Massage you a little and let you fuck. As soon as the door shut, don't pick a slut. I grab three, tell the fourth bitch you next for E. They put me in a bath and they scrub my ass. They giggled a little when I passed some gas. At last, it's time for the sausage rub down. It's time for the dick and sperm rub down. They fiend for the meat like the chick from Burger King. They was working and twerking and slurping all my ding-a-lings. Warm water ran soap all on my back. They was rubbing my shoulders and they was licking my crack like that.
Lay on your pecky, just relaxing. Those are the words I'm hearing, my friend. Now, this is where the fun begins. Yeah. Listen to the story, my friend. Quick Xeno to a 70-year-old. Pick a 23-year-old. Now I think I'm on a roll. Wait.
Soap massage. Oh my god,
just charge the car one more time.
I know you charge my nuts, but goddammit, I ain't finished. Just open my thighs for the that's soap massage. Every time you do it, I just open my thighs. I got a soap massage. I got a soapy massage. Soap massage. Oh my god, just open your thighs. Let's do a soapy massage. Baby, I'm ready, just open my thighs for the that's soapy massage. Every time you do it, I just open my thighs. I got a soapy massage. I got a soapy massage.
I'll argue cheetah.
All right. Welcome back, listeners to the bakery. I spent the whole time preparing my bowl, but I didn't actually do it.
No, that's perfect. Get everybody in on this one.
Yeah, I know that, but like, it's a good one. It's quite dense. John has been known to like claim that my bowls are fluffy, but in recent years I've been fixing that, basically.
You know, I know back in the 1800s, accusing a man of putting together a fluffy bowl was grounds for a duel. A shootout at high noon.
A duel?
Yeah. Dude, I can
duel
John.
So just watch it there, John.
Hey.
It's dangerous.
Well, what would we... I would say swords if we dueled.
For swords, fight. Dude, I'd take you. I took fencing.
Sword fight? There is a bathroom in here if you guys want to go.
John took fencing?
John did take fencing.
For how long?
It was
Axel
like
lighting up.
How
right
many
now.
Classes would I say? I'd say like 7 or 8 classes at least.
You know, if you want to light up, I could take over right now.
No, I'm good.
It's no big deal.
I took mine during
the
break.
There it is. Right into the.
What's your shirt
there.
Say?
Please stop farting in my car. It's the motto that I live my life by. Oh, thank you for that. Jesus Christ.
That's a nick.
Axel just blew the smoke.
Right in the eye. Right in the eye. Just story of my life.
That's an exhale. There's a lot of writing on t-shirts nowadays, isn't there? Like, in general, like, I never know what to wear. Like I said, right now I'm wearing white. I wear black sometimes. And if I'm feeling like I'm going to go out inside in, like, public, brown shirt.
Oh, that's those are three different colors.
That's, like, really it.
Three different races. You know, it's all very nice.
They're very diverse, I guess.
Now, diverse. No way. Random comment, Charlie, over here. I don't even know what I was naming him before.
Yeah, I like that. That's fine.
Random comment, Charlie. Was it?
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, no, he wanted to know if they're Hanes shirts.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely Hanes shirts. Yeah, he doesn't settle for anything less than the
phoning, like,
best.
What, Old Navy? Yeah, yeah, no thank you. Yeah. Genuine. None of that Fruit of the Loom stuff. No.
I have a question for you,
for
Axel.
Me. Okay.
If you had a chance to meet the Pope, and you had to wait, like, I don't know. I'm going to say, you get a personal meeting with the Pope.
Yeah.
And no, you told me about this. You had to wait 6 hours, maybe 5 hours. And that's like including a drive to this place and then introductions and maybe a dinner or something. Some sort of communal gathering.
Uh-huh.
But then you got a personal meeting.
And have a personal meeting. Yes.
Would you do it?
So like I'm invited to see the Pope and have a personal meeting, but
there's six hours of time involved.
There's 6 hours of time involved to see him?
Yes.
And but that's all traveling to him in the scenario, just to be clarifying.
Yeah, like you get to his summer
then,
house. And then
I guess I would, just because of this rare opportunity, but at the same time, I don't know. Like, it wouldn't be that big a deal if I missed it. Like if I had a doctor's appointment. You know, like if it's like you have to, you've been invited on January 23rd. Only. And I'm like, I've had this doctor appointment for 3 months. What am I supposed to do? Like, cancel it in, like, another 3 months? Like, my foot hurts or something. Like, I can't. Sorry, Pope. Like, well, I would miss it. But, like, if it's like I'm doing nothing, yeah, sure.
All right. Random comment, Charlie. You're abusing your power now. He says the Pope has miracles. I shouldn't have said that one. I'm sorry, guys. That's poor producing on my part. That comment did not warrant taking the time out of the show.
No, we've discussed miracles before, but
what?
That's a different subject. I have a question for John.
What's that?
But I think, okay, what's the biggest animal you think you could fight and win?
Like, fight and win.
In a duel, I'm going to say duel of death because duels have been a subject already. So, like, biggest animal that you could fight. And, like, I mean, I love animals. They're great. That type of thing. But I'm talking caveman status. You or him. Biggest animal. Can you think of one? If not, I could tell you mine. But just
I'm
gonna
think
for a
second.
I'm
going to say some sort of big dog.
Big dog. Why?
Yeah. Just, like, the biggest dog. That's, like, the most domestic... non-lethal big animal besides a cow or something.
Okay, I know the cow. Yeah, I've thought that.
Yeah, no cows. I don't know about buffalo. I don't know how they are, but I don't know if they're aggressive at all.
I wouldn't mess with a buffalo, like, because I've thought about abuses for the game. Like, yeah, cow is easy, so I choose not to do it. But bison or anything like that, I wouldn't mess with, because that's like a natural.
So yeah,
they're wild. So no way.
I'm gonna say some sort of big dog. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Here's mine. I think cheetah. I feel I can take... Jeez. And everyone in the bakery, I don't care what everyone says. Like,
There's a lot of people laughing at you in this bakery.
I watched the National Geographic once when I was younger, so I have merit and proof that I can take on a cheetah. Like, seriously, I know that they're 90 pounds, and I weigh 175 because I've been eating a lot lately. Working here, you can't not, you know.
This isn't a wrestling contest, all right? You don't have that thing strapped into a leotard or anything.
I know. Okay, but like, seriously, like, just dissect the question, like, fight to the death. So I have to be close to the animal. The whole point of, like, when you think cheetah is, speed.
No.
Oh, no, it's going to run. I'm going to run. It's going to chase me down. No, I'm fighting the cheetah.
That thing
I'm
will fighting bite your him. Fucking life off, Elsa.
It totally fight, will. Like, it's not going to come at you from like 20 feet. It's going to back up to like 40 and then come at you at 60 miles
per hour. The speed only comes
hour.
Into play when you get there and realize that you made a mistake and start running.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you can't get out of this match.
And that thing's much more versatile at those high speeds than you are.
Oh my God. Here's my only response to that. Like, like, I know I'm going to get hurt in this fight. Oh, like, this isn't like, I'm going to just be clean off. Like, it's going to suck. I know.
You're going to get eaten.
Yeah, you're going to get destroyed.
No, I'm not. No, because
look, like... We're going to be laying you in front of that Maxel the Axel headstone.
How do cheetahs
like 3 hours.
Kill? All the cheetah experts. How do they kill?
They go for the neck, and they're fast, and they're strong, and they got those razor-sharp claws like velociraptors.
Asphyxiation, anyone? Asphyxiation, anyone? I mean, I used to say lion people, and people talked me down, so I'm going to say cheetah, but still, they asphyxiate the person, like the gazelle, like... They're still kind of alive while they're choking you.
That's their main way of attacking. But you don't think that doesn't work? Yeah, they have some other tactic in mind?
You think you can beat that?
It's a fight to the death. It's either you or him. It's not like it's like, failure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll just back up.
What's John looking at me? What's Frankie looking at? Your eyeballs? Like, what's every animal have? Eyeballs. Like, as soon as the thing's going to be pouncing at me, I'm going to be eyeballing him. Like, as soon as he's at my throat, I'm eyeballing him. Like, my whole strategy is eyeball. And so...
First of all, I saw you walking into this place. You couldn't stare down like a 12-year-old Mexican kid. How are you going to stare down the cheetah?
I know. Granted, like, that's the whole point of the question. But, like, it's like caveman status.
Yeah, I disagree.
I think cavemen lost a lot of the time to these animals. These weren't the animals that they were looking forward to fighting.
I don't think you can. And if anyone out there has a way of setting this up... Fight to the death. I got $100 on it.
Has any way to set this up?
Yeah, I guess just secretly get us a trained cheetah so that, you know, Axel can try this out.
You know what? I'll give you a big house cat. How about that? Looks like a cheetah.
Well, dude, I don't need a big house cat.
I don't think you can take that.
Like, I don't need your house cat. Like, seriously, like, I think you guys are selling the human race short. Frankly, like, haven't we, like...
I think they're selling cheetahs short.
I'm sorry, like, haven't humans for, like, thousands of years, like, killed mammoths and other bigger animals with groups, mind you, but I'm just saying, like, I'm sure once in the lifetime of the human race, a man must have fought a cheetah or something bigger even and won.
Random comment, Charlie has a real question, though. Do you get weapons?
I'm glad he brought that up. I was thinking, back in the time, they did have those spears.
Well, yes, the point of this question was, what was the biggest animal you could take down with your bare hands?
You're right.
Your bare hands, you can take a cheetah down.
Greater comment, Charlie and John both have a point in that one. But still. So bare hands then.
I'm just saying cheetah. Peace with God. That's
okay,
all.
Fine.
Before All right.
Okay, I'm just okay. Fine on.
What
fine
about
on.
You, Frankie? I'll
just say, biggest animal that I could take on? Whatever makes that noise, I think. It sounds pretty
it's like
weak.
A seal?
A walrus.
You know, that's actually not a bad guess. If I could get a seal on land.
Dude, they're barkers. They're dogs, man, on land. They're just
but
fat
you know
dogs.
What? Yeah.
If you
their
get
bark,
behind them.
Much fiercer than their bite.
I'd agree there.
If I could drag that thing like, 30 or 40 yards inland, I'm ready. I'm just gonna wailing on it. It's going to take like all day. Because they're very fat. So I may have to take a break a couple times, but I think I could beat it down.
It'd feast on its blubber.
I mean, it'd be dirty fighting. Like, I'd be poking it in the eyes and stuff like that. And if I found its nuts, I would be kicking it there too. But I think I could do it.
I mean, it's dirty fighting, exactly. Like, this isn't like... That's what fighting is to me.
Well, maybe you might be able to beat a cheetah in the water, though, if we could do this.
Well, I thought about that, but that's like a whole other genre of the game, and I was like, because...
But you're going to need like a boat and a harpoon.
Well, because I mean, if you really want to go crazy into this, like, I thought about if the cheetah was in this enclosed space, it'd be like running around all me, like, stuff. But that being said...
It would be running up the walls.
It'd be running up the walls, exactly. At which point I could like easily just pile drive that shit. So, like I said, that's just change for argument. So... That's why the simplicity of the question is there, because, yeah, you're right. Any environment will change it up.
Yeah, I feel like I cheated. You can't take a seal out of the water and then fight it.
No.
Otherwise,
I could come up to one on land.
No, I could
beat a
shark. I don't think that's cheating.
Give me the great white. I'll just take it out to, like, a field somewhere. Beat the shit out of it until it chokes, you know.
I'd like it dropped here, please.
I won't even beat it. That's just God beating that shark. I had nothing to do with it.
For purposes of the question, I'm going to say that a whale would never get on that point, but a seal has been known to be on land.
Yeah,
so
course.
As an originator of the question, I'm going to allow seal.
So the seal,
I'm not going to allow whale.
But what about the great white?
I guess because they've been beached. So if it was beached and still alive,
If it was already up on the sand, would I be allowed to bring a car, tie it to the back of the car, and drag it further in the... No?
Absolutely. First of all, to find a car that big...
Okay, then the biggest the biggest animal I could beat then is probably a sparrow.
are you going to catch this thing?
I wouldn't take on one of those fuckers.
I mean, if I could catch it, I could probably
You're
eat
fucking
it.
Crazy. You're going to take on a sparrow?
Well, he's I'm going like to come back with luck. Cuts all over myself and like half dead.
I'd rather take on the cheetah, no, frankly. Like if you want to go nuts there. Dude, those things flying or dart. Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah, he's like a 360
They know
degree.
The same thing I do about eyeballs. That's where I learned about eyeballs, from a sparrow once.
You learned from a sparrow?
In my youth.
Was this a Disney movie?
In my youth. I battled once with nature, and it was with a sparrow, and he taught me that.
Was it a sparrow in 1950s Technicolor? Or?
No. He was pretty advanced, like 1983, like Robotronics or something. Like,
oh, more robots.
Yeah,
did
it was
you
more
fuck
robots.
It later?
I set it free because I loved it, and so I let it go. But wow, I can't imagine where this went now. But
are we off track? Hold on, I've got something for this.
Boobs.
Oh, I love boobs.
I do love boobs.
All right.
Frankie has a theory about Chinese boobs.
It's not Chinese boobs. It's Asian
yeah,
boobs.
Don't single out.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that it's not singling out. I mean, if it was just Chinese, then they should be proud. Asian boobs are very nice, and there's a reason why. They have a great nipple ratio.
Ah.
Yeah.
No, you're very correct there. And I wasn't even thinking that.
What do you mean by that?
It's a nice, small nipple for the boob. We're not talking about like she, you know, she takes her shirt off and, you know, like the whole thing is...
Like
is,
plates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's not like a deflated jelly ball on those things, you know.
Dude.
I'm talking Asian boobs, very nice nipple ratio. We're talking, you know, maximum... Like a quarter.
Maximum a quarter.
Yeah.
Nice. I like how you have that ratio down. No, I like just usually when they're good, it's weird. Asian boobs are, hate to say it, Asians out there, but they're usually flat. But when they're not flat, they're good. And I can't even tell if they're fake. And I usually have the eye for fakeness. So usually I'm going to say they're not for some reason. So just their placage is good. And I'm just going to say it's fish and rice.
Scary fact. So. Every Asian woman is hot from behind. Just about.
Whoa.
Every thin Asian woman.
That's a scary fact.
Every thin Asian woman is hot from behind.
Yeah.
And it's very deceptive.
That's
coming. Because you come around the front and they're like 55 and you're like, whoa.
You know what?
Where'd that come from?
They age amazingly.
Yeah.
They really do. They have like the essence of life.
No, they. I'll back you up there. Like, they age really gracefully. I'll say that.
See, this picture by Random Comment Charlie, it's just a stick figure from behind, but I know it's Asian because it's just so thin.
Yeah. It's just so thin.
That's what I'm into.
That is true.
I feel like a white chick or a Latina chick or a black chick would have been a walrus by whatever age that stick figure was.
Wow.
Yeah. Or possibly a beached seal, so I could go beat the shit out of it.
Go beat the shit out of it.
So
I have a question for you or for the audience and I guess the bakery in general.
Oh, all members of the bakery.
I hope everyone, like this is kind of a quite like, I hope, have you ever seen Indian in the Cupboard?
Wait, hold on.
Wait, hold on, but please.
We have Random Comment Charlie with what, God, I don't want to get racist on this one. I really don't. It's so dark, but like the ass is super light and I want to call it a monkey, but I feel like it'll get me in trouble. Can I not call it a monkey? Can we just say it's wearing a sweatsuit or something? Like, whatever that is. Anyways, it's huge. Whatever. It that's 1.5 whiteboards that I'm looking at here. I know, right? Right next to each other. Anyways, you had a question?
Oh, well.
I'm sorry. Me and Random Comment Charlie.
No, I know. It's okay because I was checking out the picture and it was like very good in its depiction.
I don't want to say what it was a depiction of.
Yeah, it's all right.
No, have you seen Indian in the Cupboard, the movie? I don't think it was a Disney movie. But basically, what the properties of this magical cupboard was that you could put a plastic Indian in it, and he closed it and like locked it up. And then when he opened it, it was like alive, and you know, and he had like an adventure with it. And then later on, he put a cowboy in, and there was a little drama with the Indian and the cowboy, and it was yeah. But at one point, just for shits and giggles, like he put like a little T-Rex and like a Darth Vader like figurine in there and all that kind of stuff. And like when he opened it, it all came to life and like shut it really quick. And so my thought was like, if you had the Indian in the cupboard, this magical cupboard that could turn plastic things real, what would you put it? And my first thing that came to me was like one of those shitty plastic lightsabers you see everywhere.
Turn it into a real lightsaber?
Of course. Because then, I mean, I'm not
but
saying...
It, no, but it can't come to life. Can it?
I think it would work. I should reword it because it becomes real. How's that? Because it's a magic thing. This isn't like... It's not a scientific...
That would be badass.
Yeah. And so it's like, what would you put in it? Because I wrote like... I was thinking plastic lightsaber, of course, and like a small T-Rex. Just because they had that in the movie, but I thought it was cool.
We've got random comment, Charlie. He says a blow-up
How would that work? Because it was a small... It's a small device, and I don't know how a blowed-up one would fit in there. So that would be like a flat...
Well, that's true.
I don't know.
Random comment, Charlie. You fucking idiot. It's a small cupboard. It's not a big cupboard.
No.
What are you going to, like, rape a 6-inch chick? That's ridiculous.
That's not a blow-up doll.
I mean, it would be all folded. It'd be folded.
So when it comes out, what is it? It's just going to be like a crushed person?
It'd be a freak of nature.
It's just a dead person.
Shut the door quick, man. Shut the door quick.
What about Barbie?
A Barbie?
You can't do a Barbie. What you can do, hug your dick?
I mean, yeah, serious. Like,
we need to change your name to like a sparse comment, Charlie. You know, a little less comments, please.
I would put in like a tricorder too, or something.
Oh my god, that would
just
be
like,
awesome!
Just like something so I could like. Cause they always take readings with that shit. Like they could tell like this building is empty. It's made of like
you could
bamboo.
Do anything with that. And it'd be fucking like, awesome. You'd be like, incredible at everything just because you had that device. Like, oh, look at that. That's what I didn't know
magical
about it.
What do you
know?
If you had it, no one else knew.
No.
That's how I would like take over the world, basically. I think if you had to think about it, like really, I think the only way for me, if I really wanted to take over the world, would be gain magic powers. I mean, I really think that's the only way to do it. Because John has said money is the way to do it.
Not money, influence.
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 I feel today people are so savvy that there's no amount of influence. Like you can't, even if you can influence America, China, they're gonna like just say, oh yeah, okay, we back you up too, Sean. Like
they're not
and then eventually
they have like they have perfect nipples. They're not gonna listen to you.
Like
you
I
do
think
need magical powers.
A show of like you have to just like show like power.
Yeah, you have to crush like a shitty little country like in front of everybody.
That's right. You just come on with a bunch of force.
Oh, no, I meant like with magical powers.
Oh, jeez.
Like you literally crush the country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You think look big. Like that blow-up doll coming out of the cupboard.
I'm imagining like these big epic things. That's pretty funny. No,
just like erupt into flame or something like that.
I mean, I guess telekinesis is like all you really need. Because I'm imagining like lifting up like tanks and like big tornadoes of fire.
Or like the White House or something.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't want to get into that.
Look, you want to take over the world or not?
I know, like, I'll take over us last. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me, Producer John.
Producer John. Everybody just move over one seat.
Sorry. All right. Well, you know what? I personally don't think magical powers are the best way to take over the world.
What do you think is the best way?
I think the easiest way. I think money and influence and technology.
Oh, you don't know a cult?
I bet you
that'd be the best.
That's
best
the last
way.
Time
damn good
a cult way. Took over the world.
Dude.
That, the last time?
It has I to be a silent
you
cult.
I could tell you
the
one.
The Masons.
Like, I think like a long time ago. But like the whole thing about a cult is getting the first members, basically. Because it's really about convincing those first couple of people that like whatever you believe, which I don't know what I would do because it'd be hard, but that I guess that'd be the only logical way.
Logical
unfortunately,
way. The only
to take over the
way.
World.
Because yeah, you can't get powers, but
I don't know. It would just like I said, if you want to get the first couple followers and they have kids, then they just grow up believing like yeah, take over the world. That's a good idea, and then there's yeah, that's my evil way. Boobs.
Producer, how much time do we have left?
Oh, man. Well, if you want to hit an hour, you got about 10 more minutes left.
10 more?
We could pretty much wrap it up anytime. Just throw me a cue.
Well, no. I want to introduce some science facts, Max.
Oh. Axel. Please.
Everybody get your yourself
please,
ready.
Please, everyone. Get all your right. bowls and get ready.
It? Yeah.
Well, it was some time ago, probably about a month or so, that NASA released findings on the sun's heliosphere.
Yeah. Well, I actually know about the heliosphere.
Turns out, over the past decade, it has shrank 25%.
Yeah. No. Okay.
And the heliosphere is what protects us from cosmic radiation from the sun. All the bad shit.
Which is harmful to life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
So, what do you know about the heliosphere?
Well, you turned me onto this, actually. And okay. I was like, that's bullshit. Because, like, a lot of people, like, I thought, like, the destruction of Earth was going to happen when the Andromeda Galaxy collided with ours and we, like, got destroyed and stuff. And I guess
John's smoking right now, so join him.
Okay.
Real quick. It might be the last smoke of the show. We don't know. It might be.
Who knows?
So get yourself ready. Jump in there. Anytime you hear the bell.
I heard Battlestar in the bakery.
I know. I heard there's like a Battlestar fan in the bakery, I guess.
Uh-oh.
What? The Andromeda Galaxy?
Yeah. But is the thing like crushing us though? Is that, like,
no, because I thought was that a destruction of Earth would be Andromeda Galaxy colliding with the Milky Way and that Earth is dead.
Because that's going to happen sooner than the sun is going to blow up.
Correct.
There you go.
But you said whole heliosphere thing, which kind of got me scared, so I researched it, and I'm still scared. Because because I only could find old reports, and that's it. And you're right, they're always like, they're from 2008, and they're like 25%. So that was like, you know, not, that was like kind of long ago. And it's saying like, well, I mean, if that trend continues, just think about it like 40 years from now, that could mean it's degraded theoretically. And we could be exposed to these harmful radiations.
Absolutely. Well, the scary thing is we don't know what it's going to do. We don't know if it's going to dip down like this and plateau and then come back up.
Which I think it will.
Yeah, you know, the sun goes through changes and whatnot.
That is seriously, I think it's like one of those changes. So like, just one of those things we don't understand.
And we might have to endure for a while. Who knows? There may be changes. And they say these cosmic radiations are like DNA changing. Mutation.
Wait, rays. The rays? Oh, really?
I'm not saying superpowers at all. Don't dig into it that way.
That's true. You just said superpowers. I heard. But like, exactly. No, like I did read they're gonna like degrade our DNA and stuff, and that would like be awful. But no, I thought it would have some connection to like the warming and cooling cycles of the Earth. You know, like the whole.
Well, absolutely. The Earth would be bombarded in.
Well, maybe it's just been happening like over time. I think it's just like one of those things you don't understand, and hopefully the Earth's been around long enough that it won't be gone in 40 years or so, because it's supposed to be gone in 2012. So, hello.
The what? The Earth is supposed to be gone in 2012. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about the sun.
Isn't that like, yeah, haven't you seen all those like Mayan
like the
things?
Aztec calendar or something? Or the Mayan calendar?
Yeah, the Mayan calendar.
You know what? I'll face it when I get there.
I think I will. I guess I will too.
I'll be there.
Like, what a short end of the stick if we get stuck on the, you know, the 2012 everything ends. Everybody else had like as much time as they wanted. We get here, we get, you know, we get nothing.
Hey,
we get
we'll get
25
a few
years.
Shows in.
Hey, did you guys
yeah, we'll get some
the,
shows in. Keep supplying yeah. these podcasts.
Dude, I'll do the last Armageddon podcast. I'd listen.
You know what? We got to get like all the shows from Open Fly together for the Armageddon podcast. We'll nice. Just like, we'll string up like 16 mics.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
That'd be absolutely crazy.
The problem with Big the podcast though is that it won't actually broadcast. We'd need time after that podcast to put it online. And I don't think we're going to get it because it is Armageddon.
Damn.
We'll put it in the black box.
We're going to have a pre-Armageddon podcast. Yeah. Listen to this as you have your Armageddon.
We will get
Can we get Bruce
drunk.
Willis and Liv Tyler?
Of course we can.
I
They're
love
regulars.
That movie.
Random comment, Charlie.
Armageddon.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we can have them as guests.
Yeah, they won't be busy in They'll a couple be on. Years. When was the last time it's like, kinda, either of them was in a movie?
Serious.
You know, as a matter of fact, it's kind of dead in the bakery right now, but that's all right.
Is it starting to file out?
It's all right. We're kind of new. No. It is kind of, yeah, it is close to closing time.
We got some customers.
Just about closing time.
I mean, like, look, we're on the edge of, like, nowhere. We're like, a bunch of transients come in here, frankly. So, like, I'm surprised, like, we haven't been shanked. So, like, I'm kind of excited. Like,
they
so,
love us.
I mean, we got a couple people.
It's not in a good part of town.
I mean, it's no. Really not. It's shady. I would say, like, but it's more dubious, I'd say.
I like
fairly dubious bakery.
All right.
Oh, hey. Okay, I had a question. I got a little game to play with y'all. A little, I don't want to say the price is right, but I'm going to say that. How much do you think a Wii costs? If you have to guess without going over, and I'm going to give it to you.
A Wii?
A Wii. Ooh. A Wii, a PS3, or an Xbox 360. And then don't even get me started on Xbox 360, because there's right. technically three of them.
All right.
But everyone, I need John's wager in about 20 seconds, and I'm going to need yours pretty soon. And anyone else who wants to play.
For which one?
Soon.
Or all three?
PS3 right now.
PS3?
Yeah.
PS3.
All right. Closest without going
without
over?
Without going over. According Ooh. To... Okay.
Ooh, you bastard, don't you one-up me.
According to BestBuy.com...
Oh, according to BestBuy.com.
Without tax.
Without tax, right.
Because I was lazy. So
okay.
Let's go.
We, huh?
Welcome, John. Let's go. I don't want to copy it too much.
All right. I'm going to guess 200.
All right. I'm going... by the way... No chance, buddy. I'm going 329.
Says the man with the computer.
All right.
In front of him.
Well, it's not on my screen. You can
else?
See it anytime you want to.
All right. Well, in that instance,
random comment, Charlize Frankie. This time. Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, there's a 325.
We got 325.
Well, technically 329 beats that.
Oh, yeah.
The correct price.
Yeah, there it is.
It's $399.99.
Wow. For a Wii?
No, that's for a PS3, people. God. We said
PS3.
That.
You bastard.
All right.
Was that? We said PS3.
Yeah, all right. You
all right now.
For the Wii, because everyone, basically everyone messed it up but Frankie. So, for a Wii,
for the
brand
Wii.
New Wii, in your pocket.
Probably not in your pocket, but
I'm gonna say 200.
I'm going 149.99.
It's a good bet.
All right, we're waiting for
Hold
our third
yeah,
bid, everyone.
The
please,
the
people,
random
play
comment
at home.
Couple over here,
like
oh
249 from random comment Charlie.
All right.
Wow.
And the correct answer. It's $249.99.
Wow.
You,
there
sir, technically, according to some rules, would gain some extra money. But
congrats.
Yeah.
We don't play those rules.
Yeah. Nice.
So, comment Charlie.
Sorry. Yeah,
here it is.
All right. Last one. Okay, but like Xbox 360, first
oh,
of all.
I got this
what's,
one. Peg.
What's this BS? I didn't know about this okay. until today. I know. Xbox 360 Arcade, Xbox 360 Pro, and Xbox 360 Elite.
We're not going to do
wow.
each of the
what
three,
is,
are we?
No,
yeah.
No but I'm down. Just saying, what's the bullshit about that?
Give me
but
the basic
I'm saying,
one.
No, this is for Elite. Top of the line.
Elite. Oh,
I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
I
top
can do
of the
this
line.
One.
And this is with the... Actually, all they offer with top of the line is with two extra games. Just to let you know. So this is actually an Xbox package.
I'm going to say...
Well, let's start over there. Let's go...
we have 390 on the board.
Random comment Charlize over here with 390 a year ago. I don't even know if that's an answer.
Yeah.
I can't
I'll
really
accept
tell.
390.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say $699.
Okay. I'm sorry. Like... You know what? Let me just hit you with it right now.
Oh, no, please.
What are you doing?
Please. Ah, yes, thank you. Thank you for that one.
Too much?
Thank you.
Give me $399.
Way too much, John, of course. $699, where is that?
Yeah.
You said, what'd you say?
$399,
exactly.
Oh,
$399.99. Ding, ding.
I tell you what, the producer knows his shit.
You're not. What it,
hey, you guys can look at my screen anytime
saying,
you
just
want
checking
to.
Your screen,
what's so elite? Sure.
Oh man.
All right.
Pretty funny.
Well, hey, Axel.
Huh.
Should we introduce them to the next song by Dislocated Boner?
Well, of course.
That first song you heard during the break was Soapy Massage by Dislocated Boner. Mm-hmm. And we're going to introduce you to the beginning of Soapy Massage. No.
Penis in Vagina.
Penis in Vagina.
Is the name of this song by Dislocated Boner.
Let me hit a couple plugs, though, if
Go
I may,
for
you guys. Absolutely. Yeah, make sure to hit up this show at thedubiousbakery.com. Shoot them an email at dubiousbakery@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out all the other shows like this at openflynetwork.com, especially Unrestrained Radio. Just gonna throw that up
there. There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah, sign it out, guys.
Cheers.
Woo! Sign it out.
Crank it up.
I know.
Dubious Bakery.
I know. Get out of here now. I gotta sweep up.
It's time to go.
Like, I gotta clean.
Y'all, welcome back. I'll say it again. In verse 2, I want to make penis and vagina with you. I want to make it with you. I won't fake it with you. If you had $1 million, I would take it from you. If we had a big yard, I would rake it with you. We could roll in the leaves till 2:30. Then at 3:30, you could give me the V. A-G-I-N-A to my P-E-N-I-S. Yes, I must confess. Yo, fuck all the rest. I'll blow a load on your chest. Hit the road back west, and I stop in Mississippi.